Good morning. For the Gordovich family, in case you don't know me, my name is Jennifer Lum. I'm the student minister here. And I know Victor because Victor and my son Ethan used to go to preschool together. Anyway, let me start. As we have been sitting at home over the past week, watching the Olympics on TV, this morning's epistle reading seems very appropriate. The author of the letter to the Hebrews asks us to consider ourselves as runners in a race. Imagine we are Kathy Freeman or Usain Bolt. We are on the track, getting ready to run the race that we have been training for many hours over many years. Surrounding us in the stadium is a great cloud of witnesses, a great crowd of spectators, waiting in anticipation for us to run our race. This is the picture that the author of Hebrews paints for us. The witnesses are the heroes named in the previous chapter, who endured by faith in God. There, sitting in the stadium, are those we know from the biblical account. Sitting in the stands is Abel, who in offering a better sacrifice was commended by God as a righteous man. Next to him is Enoch, the son of Cain, who had pleased God. Sitting near them is Noah, who believed God and built an ark when warned of a flood that had not yet happened. Sitting over there is Abraham, who when called to leave his home, obeyed, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home a stranger in a foreign country, living in tents, as did the next two people named, Isaac and Jacob. By faith, Abraham became the father of Isaac, long after his wife Sarah was of childbearing age. He was tested when requested by God to sacrifice Isaac, but God provided a ram instead. By faith, Jacob struggled with God and had 12 sons and became the father of the Israelite nation. Look over there, it's Joseph, who despite their treatment of him, kept his brothers and their families safe in Egypt during the time of drought. Sitting close by is Moses, who by faith led the Israelites out of slavery from Egypt. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea, and by faith, the walls of Jericho fell. The author of Hebrews also mentions Gideon, Samson, David, and Samuel, and refers to many others. There they all are, sitting in the stands, watching us. They knew what it was like to suffer hardship, to suffer pain, but they had faith. They trusted that God would look after them. So this is the picture that has been painted for us. A huge stadium filled with all these biblical witnesses. There they sit, encouraging and cheering for us as we run our race. They are very well qualified to inspire us as they bear witness to the faithfulness of God in sustaining them in their lives. The author tells us to throw off everything that hinders us, that weighs us down. Athletes strip off their clothing in preparation for the race. Nothing which adds weight is retained. All but the bare essentials are laid aside. We are to get rid of the sins which entangle us, the habits which ensnare us, the hindrances which impede us, the burdens which weigh us down. We are to run with endurance, with perseverance. We are to press on, fixing our eyes on Jesus, keeping our eyes on him. Jesus is the author and perfecter of our faith. Usually someone starts something and someone else refines or perfects it. But Jesus does both. He is the founder, the source, the pioneer of our faith. And he perfected it for all who believe in and obey him. For us, he endured the cross, scorning and disregarding the shame associated with crucifixion. He endured it for the joy that was in store for him, for his exaltation, for his enthronement. He sits at the right hand of the throne of God the Father, ready to judge the race we run. So what is this race that we run? The race we run is the Christian life, our life of discipleship, of following in God's ways, following those witnesses surrounding us who led lives of faith and obedience to God. We are to run the race that He has marked out for us, running the track of life that has been set out for us, keeping on the straight path, running towards the goal, towards Jesus at the finish line. We cannot choose our own race. It has already been set before us. When running, we cannot look in two directions. We are to concentrate our attention on the finish line, turning away from all distractions. We are to fix our eyes on Jesus, focusing only on Him and not the glittery but worthless things of this world. Jesus is our source of help and inspiration. Our faith is in Him. We are to persevere in faithfulness, even through hardship. As we run the race marked out for each one of us, with endurance and perseverance, we will obtain our spiritual reward. We will experience the joy that is laid out for us. Today is a running of the city to serve. Just think of all those runners huffing and puffing as they strain their muscles to reach the end. Imagine that we are running the city to serve at this very moment. Imagine that we are at the halfway mark, approaching Heartbreak Hill, the 2 kilometre long steep ascent from Rose Bay to Vaucluse along New South Head Road. We need to remember that the city to serve, we need to remember that like the city to serve, the race of life is not a sprint, but a long distance race requiring endurance and perseverance. We are not to be put off by Heartbreak Hill. We are not to drop out of the race just because we think that hurdle is too great, that we won't be able to make it over the top. But instead, we are to exert every effort to cross the finish line, despite hardship, exhaustion, suffering, and pain. The author of Hebrews tells us not to grow weary and lose heart. We are to keep running the race by remembering the hostility from sinners that Jesus faced, by remembering the Pharisees and the Sadducees who conspired to kill him, by remembering the crowd who would rather Barabbas be released instead of taking the opportunity given to them by Pilate to release Jesus. As we run our race, we are to remember that Jesus endured pain and suffering, endured humiliation and disgrace, endured death on the cross for our behalf, endured all those things so that we can be saved. If we experience pain and suffering in our race, we need to remember how much more Jesus endured for us. Many of the heroes mentioned in the previous chapter had endured suffering for their faith, and many were killed. When we endure ridicule and hostility for being Christians, we need to remember what Christ and those who have gone before us have endured. In the last verse in our passage, the author of Hebrews encourages us to strive against sin. He points out that we have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood. Jesus is our example. He is the author and perfecter of our faith. He is the one who shed blood on our behalf to save us from our sins. As we run our race, as we keep our eyes fixed on Him, we submit to the Lord's discipline. He requires our persistent endurance, our steadfast faith, as we follow the markers, each along our different paths, the paths that God has chosen for each and every one of us. Jesus endured opposition, and as His followers, we will too. However, we are not to grow weary. We are not to lose heart. We are not to be weak in our resolve. We are not to be apathetic about our faith. We are not to give up before reaching our goal. We are not to collapse on the track before we cross the finish line. We are not to neglect the training for our race. We are not to neglect our prayer life. We are not to neglect our reading of God's word. We are not to neglect meeting with God's people on Sundays and other days. Every year, after the City to Serve, we hear about the people who have collapsed along the way. They were unprepared for the race. They had not trained before turning up at the start line this morning. They had treated it like a walk in the park rather than a race which needs preparation, which requires endurance and perseverance, which requires stamina. This morning, I want to close by asking each one of us to consider this question. Are we running our race unprepared? Let me pray that God will give us all that we need to run the race and to cross the finish line. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us your Son, who endured the shame of the cross on our behalf. Help us to get rid of all that hinders us. Give us courage to face any opposition in our way. Help us to persevere as we run and complete the race that you have set out before us. Help us to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Amen.